Cambridge English First, Listening Part 1, Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited 2017. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the answer A, B or C. Question 1. You hear a woman talking on the radio.
Scientists have confirmed that our weather is getting wetter and we can expect more rainfall in the years to come. What does this mean for the northern part of the country? Well, much wetter summers and heavy snow in winter. This is no joke for drivers in the north of the country. Last year, we saw snowfall of up to 2 meters in some areas, and there were more than 240 serious accidents due to snow and ice on our roads. This year, choose safe, sure winter tires. No more worrying about skidding on icy surfaces. For a limited period, we're offering 20% off for new customers. Stay safe this winter. Choose Safe Sure.
Question 2. You hear a musician talking about his career.
Do you enjoy having so many fans?
Oh, definitely. I wouldn't be where I am today without my fans, would I? I'm not signed to a record label, so all the money to record my music and go on tour comes from my fans through crowdfunding. They're really amazing. Sometimes, when I'm stood at the front of the stage, I'm just astonished that all these strangers who've never met me have learnt all the words to my songs. It's really quite humbling. I have to say, though, that probably the best thing about having fans is that there's always someone there to support you. If I'm feeling low, I just post something on social media, and I get hundreds of lovely messages back. It lifts me up.
Question 3. You hear two people talking about a book they read.
Here's the book that you lent me. Thanks for that.
Did you enjoy it?
I did, although I'm not sure I like the way it ended. It left a lot of questions unanswered.
That's true, but maybe that was intentional. Maybe we're supposed to use our imaginations to create the ending ourselves.
Maybe.
I really liked the writing style too, all those long descriptions about what the countryside would look like in the future.
I didn't enjoy that side of the book so much. The descriptions went on for too long, if you ask me. But it certainly gave me food for thought, and I like it when a book does that.
Oh yeah, it definitely gets you thinking.
Question 4. You hear a voicemail.
Oh, hello, this is Brett Thompson. I came into your shop on Saturday to help my mum buy a new phone. Well, your staff were very helpful, and the phone is great, my mum likes it and everything, but I think there's been a mistake with the contract. You see, my mum doesn't use her phone very much, just the odd phone call or message, so she doesn't need a very expensive package with lots of data. We explained this in the shop, but when we read the contract at home, she has been given the most expensive contract available, with loads more data than she'll ever use. She'll need to change this. It's too much for her. Please, can you call me back?
Question 5. You overhear two friends talking about a coffee shop.
It's handy for me because it's on my way home from college.
Yes, I think a lot of students go in there, probably because the prices are so reasonable and because of the food.
Oh yeah, the cakes are really delicious and made by hand.
They are. I had the chocolate cake yesterday and it was really tasty.
And they have an impressive selection of coffees too.
True, although the cold drinks aren't that impressive. Just the usual drinks you get everywhere else.
A friend of mine, Lara, works there at the weekends. She says the other employees are really friendly.
Some of them are, but some of them aren't. I didn't bother leaving a tip yesterday. The waiter who served me was in a really bad mood and just grunted at me.
Question 6. You hear a doctor talking about her work.
Of course, working in the accident and emergency department is very exciting. There's always something happening and no 2 days are ever the same. What I love most is making a difference to patients, diagnosing a problem they have, and then organising treatment, or even sometimes saving a person's life. It's a very challenging place to work, but I'm surrounded by a team of really excellent professionals who are all committed to their work, so I never get too stressed. I really enjoy the fact that my job always keeps me on my toes and I'm constantly learning new things.
Question 7. You hear two people talking about a cinema.
Have you been to the new cinema yet?
Yes, I took the kids last week. The food was great and the seats were really comfortable. But by the time you've paid for two adults, two children, plus drinks and snacks, the cost really does add up. It would be nice if they could offer some kind of reduced family ticket.
I know what you mean, and I found the online booking a bit difficult when I went on their website. It's not very easy to use.
I booked on the phone, and that was easy enough. I'd definitely go again, but maybe only for a special occasion.
Question 8. You hear two people talking about a dance show they've just seen.
So, what did you think of your first ever dance show?
Well, I'm glad you told me to wear a jacket. I wasn't expecting the audience to be so smart.
People like to dress up when they go to the theatre. But did you enjoy it?
I did, much more than I'd expected. Those performers are so talented and so fit. I hadn't realised what athletes dancers are before.
Oh, it must take years of practice.
And I wasn't expecting the performance to affect me so much, but I actually had a tear in my eye at the end.
You big softie.